The Cambridge Analytica scandal showed how services like Facebook, that mine and store massive amounts of data from their users, can be stored for nefarious purposes. The federal government has proposed changes to the Privacy Act that could help keep tech companies in check. But will it be enough? Casey Tonkin has more.
Trading your personal information is the name of the game for digital service giants like Google and Facebook. They've set the standard for 21st century business, and it's called data mining. Who your family and friends are and where your favorite restaurant is can and will be used to build psychographic profiles that make you an easy target for persuasive advertising. As they say, if you're not paying for the product, you are the product. Now, over the weekend, the federal government proposed much-needed changes to the Privacy Act that it hopes will help limit the extent of large-scale digital privacy misuse. Here's Attorney General Christian Porter.
There are, for the first time in Australia's history, meaningful and serious penalties to be in place which will provide a deterrence to that type of breach.
That deterrent is in the form of a fine. Currently, the maximum penalty for serious or repeated breaches of the Privacy Act is, wait for it, $2.1 million. The government wants to raise that penalty to either $10 million, three times the value of any benefit obtained through the misuse of information, or 10% of a company's annual domestic turnover, whichever is greater. Now, for context, last week the EU regulator fined Google 1.5 billion euros for breaching its antitrust regulations. That's billion with a B, and over the last 3 years, the EU has fined Google over 8 billion euros. All of a sudden, a penalty of $10 million doesn't seem like a whole lot, but of course it's better than nothing. Right? Well, not if Australia's privacy regulator is a bit of a toothless tiger. According to David Vale, chair of the Australian Privacy Foundation, our current method for protecting your privacy online is inadequate.
This plan will address to some extent the problem of the penalties and fines being too low, but it doesn't solve the problem that, you know, Australians, unlike, say, people in New Zealand or the UK or the US, can't actually protect their own interests. We've got to go begging to a regulator. They can't really deal that well with the problem of these companies actually being near monopolist giants based offshore, outside of easy reach.
The Office of the Australian Information Commissioner manages matters of digital privacy. Now, under the proposed changes, the OAIC is set to receive an extra $25 million in government funding over 3 years to give us extra penalties and expanded powers a fair go. So are we going to see any tech companies shelling out massive fines? Maybe. But David thinks more still needs to be done to protect your privacy.
There's this thing called the techlash. And so the concern that I have is that this is a SOP. This is a sort of a political gesture to sort of say, oh, we're trying to do something. You know, we understand that they're now on the nose. You know, the Australian government shares your pain and wants to do something. The simple thing is just to give people a right to sue, you know, a right to protect their existing right under the Privacy Act. And instead of sending everything to this black hole of a privacy commissioner, it would go to a robust court, maybe end up in the High Court, who've, you know, proven over years that they're quite capable of exercising very independent and very robust review. So that's the first thing. They could make it easy to do that as a class action. So, and in fact, you'd have to do this with someone like Facebook. You can't imagine an individual trying to sue Facebook. But if you had, I don't know, 20 million users in a class action, that you had some protection from Facebook trying to bankrupt everybody through costs, if you had an effective class action mechanism that exists in other countries and exists in Australia for all sorts of litigation, but which you can't do at the moment because you not even an individual can sue, then that might restrain people sort of quite a lot. Increasing the level of penalties like they have here is a step on that path.
Chair of the Australian Privacy Foundation, David Vale, ending that report by Casey Tonkin.